We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We are talking today with Riley County Commission Chair John Ford as we rotate through the commissioners each month. Next month we'll have Greg McKinley, and then in September it'll be Catherine Foki, and John is the lucky one here this time around. We are glad to have him with us. It's always good to talk to John. There's a lot going on in the county. July's been a really busy month. We were talking about that last week when we were messaging each other, prepping for the show.
Yeah. Kind of got through kind of the, I guess, pins and needles and panic of the pandemic here to start the summer, and never really picked up the heels up off the ground. You know, typically, you know, when you start dealing with the budget and some of the other things that filter into it this time of the year, it's always busy. So you kind of get to fall, and then you blink and it's Christmas, and then New Year start all over again. I think, you know, a lot more people are thinking a little bit more outward right now, and we're kind of, I don't want to say we're in pandemic recovery per se. I still think we're very much so engaged in that, but some of those things that a lot of us, including myself, wanted to start working on pre-spring last year are kind of coming back into the fold, and we're kind of reanalyzing some things, looking at some things from a different view and a different perspective. And it's all good, and it's all plenty healthy at this point in time, but very, very busy. Efforts at work for me are kind of scattered. We've been kind of short on work for ourselves, and getting parts and components and things at different times have been challenging. As we speak, we're kind of dealing with that particular issue ourselves. So, little mixture of everything, a little different, but it does feel a lot better this July than it did last July, for sure.
No question about it. And, you know, with the budget process, that's a whole new thing here, trying to set the revenue neutral rate, and that's kind of a confusing deal. But can you kind of explain what you understand from how that's working and how you have to approach the budget this year?
Yeah, well, the revenue neutral rate, or truth to transparency, I'm putting quotations around that in person here, is basically something that admits the tax cap. But what it requires is a separate public hearing and a separate notification process. Now, we're not having to do the notification process this year, but if any taxing entity or political subdivision, there's some variations in there that I think they're still going to have to work on and tweak. If they go up and over mill levy rate from the year before, they have to hold a separate hearing, develop and pass a resolution, and then they can go beyond that. But they have to send out a notification to each of the property owners in Riley County. So,
okay.
And at least for next year, it hasn't been specifically budgeted. The state is supposed to take care of those publication costs. So for sure that will continue on past that, or even next year. Like I said, it hasn't been actually allocated yet. So,
all right. Well, you got that working out, and you know, trying to prep the budget, and you got the sales tax ballot initiative, which I know is planning to be on the November ballot. Where are you guys at in that process?
Yeah, we should be wrapping that up either tomorrow or Monday. We started off a discussion that we've kind of vetted with Public Works as to where we'd be and where that would fall. We went back through to check statutes and check some legalities and whatnot on this, and we're not for sure. The specific statute that allows us to do road and bridge doesn't state it, but we're told that we have to do these in quarter increments. So we may have to do this in a 0.25 instead of the original discussed 0.2. To meet those requirements, but it'll be somewhere in that framework, and we'll be getting that ballot question set up and ready to go. This is to replace the countywide economic development tax that was in place along with the city of Manhattan for the start of fiscal year 2023.
And this would fund road and bridge projects throughout the county. Is there any specific ones in that would be like earmarked first?
We prioritize those as kind of we've done so far. I think there's, you know, they do culverts, large culverts, small culverts, bridges. I think we've got about 12 bridge projects, a handful of culvert projects. It also does road overlay, and we try to do about 8 to 10 miles of that based off of some criteria and prioritization, too, throughout the county. And so we're working in a couple areas this summer to accomplish that. So to me, that's very, very important to keep up on those, particularly the top part of those roads each and every year. And that's what this is going to allow us to be able to do. Now, the interesting thing I'll point out is whether it's a 0.2 or a 0.25 right now is right now ours is at a 0.5. So it's half of that 1%. We'll actually be reducing at least the rural side, not at the back city of Manhattan, but we'll be reducing the rural side by either a 0.25 or 0.3 in this process too. So there's actually somewhat of a sales tax reduction built into this as it goes on the November ballot.
Okay. I always get confused with the mill levies here. I try to break that down to like how that would affect you know, just a general taxpayer here on like on a home per se.
Well, this isn't property tax.
Oh yeah,
so
that's right. That's right. Okay.
So yeah, and I actually very glad you mentioned that, Brandon, because that's kind of, you know, if you're, I believe you live in the city of Manhattan. I live in the city of Manhattan. I know a lot of people don't use all of these infrastructural improvements in county roads a lot. So what's important about this is by using sales tax, it kind of broadens the base throughout entire Riley County. And those people that come over from elsewhere, whether it's Pont County or wherever, and does business and entertains and adds to that sales tax base, is help offsetting that for both of the other two entities too. So that's an important, I think that's an important point to bring up in this process.
All right. So yeah, the language I know is being drafted here and you're working through that. What's, you have to set that by a certain date before, so it can get on the November ballot?
Yes. September 1st is that deadline.
Okay. So that'll be here before you know it. So,
yep, sure will. Can't believe we're already about halfway through summer already.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that's crazy to think that it's that close. Of course, today's, speaking of elections, today's a big day. We remind people, we've been reminding them through the morning, if you are going to vote in the primary, there is a primary election here locally. Today's the final day to register for that because advance voting starts tomorrow.
That's correct. And advance voting will be upstairs on the second floor of the courthouse where it typically is. I think it's during business hours, Monday through Friday, and then I think the Saturday before the primary, it'll be open 8 to noon. Then it has to close by law noon on Monday before the election. If you've applied for an advance ballot by mail, that will be sent out starting tomorrow. So you should be receiving that quickly. You can just pop that back in the mail. We do supply voting envelope and a self-return stamp. Or you can bring it in person and drop it off at the clerk's department as well.
Yep, absolutely. Well, that's
a good time. In 26 years, we've had a primary for a school board, so that's interesting. And August 4th, I think it is, or August 3rd.
August
for the,
3rd, yep.
Yep, for the primary election for that race.
And you've participated in elections in the past, and you know we saw the county race last year. I know Catherine Foki and John Mata. That one was so close, and it shows you really the importance of getting out and voting, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, typically municipal elections, you know, we average somewhere between about 12 to 15%. Now, when I say 12 to 15%, that's of registered voters. So keep in mind that's somewhere between about 31 and 33,000 countywide. So, you know, municipal elections in Manhattan. But, you know, you have 2,000-3,000 people basically deciding those for everybody in the city. It's not a large percentage. I expect that to be inherently larger this year for reasons that I think we're all aware of. But, you know, if we could get 20 to 25, I think that's beneficial. I think the more people that vote, particularly in a local election, the better off we're going to be. I believe local government is the government that's closest to the heart, and that's the one people can have the most interaction and we can do the most good.
I was interviewing one of the school board candidates late last week, and she was telling me that she used to serve on the city commission and actually lost her seat by a coin flip. And so that's this shows you how close some of these elections can be at the local level and why it is so important to get out and vote, because your vote really does matter. And, of course, the top six will move on to the general election here in the fall. So get out and vote.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I'll probably stop over across the way on Thursday and get that taken care of myself.
Yep. I'm with you. I like to advance. I like going into the courthouse, voting, and then getting to interact with the volunteers. There's usually one or two people I know there, and we have a little conversation, get in, vote, and then get on with the rest of my day.
It was a little different last year, but, you know, given the semantics, everything was different. But, yeah, normally, you know, honestly, throughout the day, every time I go in, and I've gone in at different times, just to put it in perspective, but there tends to be more volunteers working there than there are people in there voting, whether it's 8 o'clock in the morning, at noon, or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's a pretty quick process that gets you in, that gets you out, and you're on your way. You couldn't really make it any easier.
Absolutely. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back more with John Ford here, Raleigh County Commission Chair, in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.